Right.
I know I messed up, right?
Got like two more weeks and then you're allowed to do that.
Okay, so I hear we sound like normal people again. So we will continue. Thanks for your patience with that technology hiccup. But we will continue on. So we're not going to share screen again, just in case for some reason that had something to do with why the sound went wonky. But for the people in the room, there is a printout of the Code of Ethics. For the people on the screen, we sent you the link to the online version. And I'm just going to finish talking briefly about prohibited conduct. And just know that this is a resource. If you ever have questions, you can refer to it, you can ask us about it. But we covered the financial interest is a prohibited area. Beneficial influence in contract selection is prohibited. Representing a private person at a city proceeding. Beneficial interest in legislation, continuing financial interest. These are all things that are spelled out in great detail and in some sort of legal language that's difficult to get through, but is basically about using your position for influence in a way that is completely inappropriate. You're not allowed to disclose confidential information. And that's an important one to keep in mind. And improper use of position. What that one means is using your position to secure personal benefit, gain, or profit, to secure special privileges. So an example of that would be to go to an organization and say, hey, I'm a member of the Tacoma Creative Advisory Board, and therefore I would like this thing. Mm-hmm. That would be not okay. And the flip side of that is accepting compensation, gifts, favors, rewards, or gratuities as a TCAB member is not okay. The exception to that is when complimentary tickets are offered, like you just received an email from me with a sort of broad offer, and there is an exception for that. But if somebody were to find out through the grapevine that you're serving on a review panel and say, hey, I'd like to take you out to dinner, that's not okay. Are there any questions about any of that? It should be, you know, pretty hopefully standard information. There is another section that I highlighted that basically is just about the consequences for people that violate Code of Ethics, which in this case could be removal from the board or commission to which you are appointed. We don't anticipate any problems with any of this. Any questions before I move on to our conflict of interest form? Any other questions or observations about the city's Code of Ethics policy? Our conflict of interest form, which again, people in the room, you have a paper copy in front of you, people online, were sent this on the email from Carissa. This is basically a summary of the key points of the city's conflict of interest form as it applies to our work. I'm going to just read this real quick. In accordance with our City of Tacoma's ethics policy, TCAB members and their immediate family, which includes spouse, partner, children, are ineligible during their term of service to apply for or receive any funding contracts from the City of Tacoma that would benefit them directly. Individuals who have a financial interest in cultural organizations seeking or receiving Tacoma Creates funding may not serve on TCAP. This includes anyone receiving payment as staff, contractor, or in any other capacity. And it is against the city's ethics policy for advisory board members to accept gifts of any monetary value in relation to service on the advisory board or to use their position on the advisory board for benefit or profit for themselves or others. That's basically the summary of all of it and how it applies. And so we're asking that you all complete this form on an annual basis. The bottom half of the form that says non-financial relationship with Tacoma Creates funded organizations, this is where we get into what we call perception of conflict of interest, where there's not an actual financial conflict. But if you have a really significant relationship with an organization or somebody in your immediate family or a housemate or something like that does, and there could be a perception in the community of undue influence, then you have the opportunity to just recuse yourself from voting on any funding that would go to that organization. Having a casual relationship with an organization is fine. Like, we want you to go see stuff. You know, if you are a ticket buyer, a donor, that's fine. That doesn't constitute a conflict. If you have friends that work for these organizations, that's not a conflict. If you serve on a panel, then we will always ask panelists to sort of disclose those things so that other panelists can kind of decide if that feels like a conflict, but most of the time it's not. But it is something to just share. So, yes, Ava.
Is it conflict of interest for me since I'm on another organization?
Are you talking about the Mayor's Youth Commission?
Mm-hmm.
No. Which one?
Which Seeds of Peace.
Seeds of Peace doesn't receive any funding from Tacoma Creates.
Oh, okay. So it has to be Seed of Peace.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But good question. And always, like, if you have any questions, you can contact us outside of the public meeting and we can go over the details of it. So this is a form that we want you to fill out on an annual basis, as I said. If you are in person and can fill it out here today before you leave, that's great. If you're online, it is fine for you to fill it out electronically. You can email it to Clarissa. But we'd like to get these all in by next week, so we can just cross that off our list. And also, I believe this was in the information from Bertha, that if it's helpful to have a reminder of who our current organizations are, you can look on the Tacoma Creates website at the list of funded organizations to just make sure and let us know of any questions. Any questions, concerns, suggestions related to ethics and conflict of interest?
I am part of the Art and Heritage Advisory Board. I don't know if there's any funding involved.
No, that's through Metro Parks Tacoma, right?
Yes.
No, and we are actually not allowed to fund Metro Parks Tacoma because they are a municipal entity. And
oh, okay.
Already publicly funded.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Has there ever been funding for school clubs?
No, we're also not allowed to fund schools. Tacoma Creates legislation is really specific about nonprofit organizations whose primary purpose is arts, culture, heritage, science. So that's how it is.
That's like the biggest eye roll because my club is the Black student, and this one's like when you talk about heritage, I'm like, ooh.
Not directly with Tacoma Creates funding, but maybe there's ways that you can partner with cultural organizations that we can talk about some other time.
And in the past, we've made the clarification that even though some of us work for the Tacoma Public Schools and we receive funding through the school things, it's not to us personally, so
right. We're
okay with that.
Right. That Tacoma Public Schools benefit tremendously from Tacoma Creates funding. As you all know from memorizing our annual report, that about $1 million was allocated by Tacoma Creates funded organizations to work directly with Tacoma Public School students and teachers. So there's a huge benefit for Tacoma Public Schools. We just can't fund the schools directly. We have not that much left on the agenda. I'll toss it back to Brian. I'm just going to toss it back to Chris.
Thank you for tossing it back to me, Lisa. And we're going to do the OACV staff reports with Clarissa.
Hey, and it should be ACVD. I just have one report from our division, and that is that the city is looking for an artist to serve as an artist in residence on a part-time basis, starting in March of 2024, using 2025. So the application is available and out there online. And the deadline for this is February 9th. So if you know of any artists who are interested in this opportunity, it's an artist in residence opportunity with Public Works. So that's that's all I have. And I'm tossing it back to Brian.
All right, nice. I guess we are coming to our closing comments. Pretty quick, nice. I want to say thank you to everybody for being patient with me and my figuring this out. It will be better next time.
Oh, you did great.
Thank you. Let's see. Reports and engagement. Oh, do we have any reports on engagement with Tacoma Creates funded programs?
They all look
at I know. You get out more.
Why, yes. More than I'd like to say that, yeah, the salmon arrived yesterday. Chum. Our tank is up and running and the little...
So cool.
For people that haven't heard the whole backstory.
Right. Yes. So there's a... This is part of the science connection with Tacoma Creates, and I'm in a public school, and so we've been provided, and it's a couple of organizations that work together.
Foss Waterway and Pierce County Conservation, but Foss is one.
So we have a beautiful, huge tank, and it takes a couple of weeks for the water and everything to be set, and then finally the eggs arrive, and they're little spherical chum eggs, and that's a different kind than last year, and Coho last year. And so everyone's excited. We're, you know, and so it begins.
Monthly updates on how salmon are doing. They're doing.
And the other thing I'd like to report on is that yesterday I attended the all elementary principals meeting. It was an online meeting, and Lisa did a wonderful presentation on behalf of Tacoma Creates to all the principals. And she gave really great data and an overview, a tour of the website. She was succinct and engaging and answered a lot of those same questions that people have. Can you fund something specifically for my school, as everyone always wants? And then was able to help people understand, although some didn't get it because they emailed me and I had to explain again. Oh, no. It was really successful. And I thought one of the most exciting things about this was that Scott Rich, who is the overarching king of all the elementary principals, he was saying, we're going to have Lisa on a regular basis to keep everyone updated and to help people understand how to work with Tacoma Creates and understand the benefits. So I thought it was a really successful moment. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Katie, you have something to say?
Yeah, I'll share. I've been trying to make a point to follow our funded organizations on social media, and I had seen that Spaceworks launched a partnership with the Washington State History Museum to reopen the museum store. And I just wanted to say what a triumph it is. Like, it was like being at Arts at the Armory, all of these local arts and culture being represented in this little shop. It's exciting to see. So I hope that it thrives, and it's fun to see that Spaceworks incubator really helped bring that all together. And they had a Tacoma Light Trail display in the window, which is another one of my favorite winter things. And there are some really great displays. Maybe they've taken them down now, but around Tacoma that just light up these dark nights. So just, yeah, that's my contribution for today.
And we thank you for it. Is there any upcoming events anybody would like to share? All right, going once, going twice. Now, there's any suggestions for future agenda items? Nope. Okay, good. Now, I don't know if during your guys' break, you guys got a chance to be introduced to Ava. Ava, would you like to introduce yourself? I'm sorry. And if you were on a TV show, any TV show that you could pick, past or present, what would it be? Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Ava. I am your youth chair person, and your seated person. And if I was on a TV show, I think I was one of those kids growing up that really like watched certain amounts of TV. So this is kind of difficult for me. I think I would be on this one show that Disney had called Shake It Up. Mm-hmm. It was my favorite show of all time. It's part of the reason why I like dancing.
Yeah. Nice. Eva, remind us what school you go to and what grade you're in.
I go to Foss High School, and I'm a senior. Yes,
awesome. Senior year. Foss Kids. All right. Now we've come to the end of the meeting. There is one note that I think for a future agenda item, we did want to like bring it to you guys how we can maybe go out more as a squad to different things. Mm-hmm. Maybe putting a suggestion for the month. Me and Katie will talk about how to present it to you guys, and we will come back next month with that. All right.
I love that suggestion. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, actually, it's not from me. It is from a departing member. Sorry, tip of my tongue.
Naomi.
Naomi. There we go. Yeah. Yeah. Naomi O'Connor, here in spirit still. And I guess that's it for today. Thank you all. Drive home safely. New members, appreciate seeing you.
And thanks. Brian, what time is it that we're adjourning?
You know, it's 6:43, and that's a good time to adjourn.
That's a good time. Yeah. Good job.
Yay. Yay, Brian.
Thanks, y'all.
Good job, Brian. Oh,